こんにちは。
こんにちは。
バイリンガルニュースでは日本語と英語でニュースを紹介しています。その後にマイケルは英語で、私は日本語で、バイリンガル会話形式でコメントしていきます。1個目、オバマ大統領は今週、司法制度改革へ向けた取り組みの一環として、薬物犯罪で服役中の46人に対し減刑することを発表しました。対象の46人のうち13人は終身刑を言い渡されていました。今回の減刑により、大半は更生施設への移行の後、11月末には釈放される予定です。出所後は保護観察下に置かれ、薬物検査などの条件が課せられます。非暴力的な薬物犯罪で捕まった場合、現在の司法制度では昔のものに比べ量刑が軽くなっています。オバマ大統領は昔の基準をもとに長期の刑に服している人々の減刑を優先順位としていて、これで任期中に89人に減刑をも認めたことになります。
This week, President Obama announced that he will be reducing the punishments of 46 drug offenders, 13 of whom had been given life sentences. Most of those having their punishments reduced will be redirected to rehabilitation facilities for treatment and likely be released in November. Sentencing for nonviolent drug crimes has become increasingly lenient compared to the past.And President Obama has stated that he intends to make it a priority to reduce the sentences for those who were unfairly punished, who were unfairly punished under old drug crime sentencing.
そう、なんか80年代だよね、になんか麻薬撲滅作戦みたいな感じで、アメリカの政府がこうすごい厳重な罰を与えるっていう方針を取っていて、
And they also falsified.Studies on these substances as well. The most well-known example is the monkey that got chimpanzee that got brain damage from from marijuana smoke. But they had put a marijuana mask on the monkey's face and no oxygen.
Yeah,
and they just pumped this weed's face full of, or this monkey's face full of weed until it just couldn't.
Yeah, かわいそう。
Its brain didn't have oxygen, so it got brain damage.
もうただの虐待だよね。
It's crazy.
実験というよりも。そう、だから。で、一応オバマ大統領は公約では数千人単位で減刑するって言っていて、ただ今まだ89人だから、任期終了までに急いで一人一人まあ記録を確認してやっていきますっていうのを言ってるのと、あと弁護士団体も、払えない、お金払えない囚人の人のためにプロボノで助けますとかやってるみたい。
The adjudicatory costs.
So.
Of actually, just the judiciary or the judicial process itself costs the state a lot of money.
So, 一応その対象となるのは暴力の歴がなくて、ギャングやカルテルとも関係なく、で、すでにもう10年ぐらい服役してる人には、これがアプライされる可能性があるっていう。
Have you heard the Nixon tapes?
No.
So, Nixon was a president.
Right.
Richard Nixon was a president in the United States, president of the United States, and there were tapes released, audio recordings of Nixon talking about, It's a recording of him in discussions about what they're going to do for drug policy. And in the recording, he's like, I want a goddamn strong statement on marijuana. And he's talking about, like, how it causes homosexuality and, like,
what?
Like, he's going on a crazy, like, rant.
なんかそういうさ、個人的な変な野心とか、変な目標のためにその無駄に刑務所に入らなくちゃいけない人がいる、こんな長い間10年以上とか、あと終身刑とか、しかも非暴力的な、特に多分これって単純所持とかも含まれてるじゃん、だからまあその昔の間違いは間違いとして、まあ、こういうふうに一応減刑しようとしてくれてることはありがたいよね。多分なんかあれだって見てたら、世界のアメリカの人口って世界の人口の 5% しかいないのに、世界中の囚人の全体の 25% がアメリカなんだって。だからもうどんだけの人が刑務所に入れられてるかっていう話、アメリカ人が。
Yeah, and the unfair sentencing is just as bad as, you know, being convicted of something you didn't do.
Mm.
Because you shouldn't have to serve that time that
そうね。
you're...
一日もね、本来は。
Right.
うん、怖いよね、だから。そういう冤罪とか。まあ、日本もよく痴漢の冤罪の話とか、
mm.
あの話題になるけど、多分痴漢だけじゃなくていろいろな刑に服しているけれども、実際やってない人も多分いるだろうから。
Mm. We're just, it's just producing another victim.
Yeah.
You know, because they're, now they're a victim of the state.
Yeah,
now,
yeah.
you know, even if they're rehabilitated, it's like, well, you know, you have a criminal record.Good
right.
luck, you know. How yeah. is that going to impact your career? Going to jail in the first place, you know, how is that going to impact your life and your work situation and
yeah.
All those other things.
ね、しかもそれマスコミとかに報道されちゃってたら、名前とか顔とかもすでに知れ渡っちゃってるし、ネットに載っちゃってたらもうそれ一生残っちゃうしね。自分で何かその消そうっていう努力をさ、なんかプロバイダーに話しつけたりとかいろいろしなくちゃいけなくなっちゃうから。自分のせいじゃなくても。
Well, you know, what's happened since fully legalizing cannabis in Colorado has been really interesting to watch.
Yeah, 殺人率がさ 50% ダウンとかもそうだけどさ、税収がありすぎて国民に税金を返してるじゃん。それすごくない?
Yeah, they made something like $40 million.
お金ありすぎるから返すわみたいな。
There was less traffic accidents. Isn't that interesting?
あとあれも出てるよね。こうティーネイジャーの使用が別に増えてないっていう。その合法になったところで。まあいつかなるでしょうね。日本も。
Yeah. And it's not just the $40 million in tax revenue, but also like you said before, the cost of processing people is significant as well. Not to mention the whole moral issue.
Right. Right.
Yeah.
そうそう。いい話でした。次。アメリカンアンソロポロジスト誌に掲載された研究で、恋人や夫婦同士でキスをする習慣が世界中どこの文化でも認知されているのかを確かめるため調査を行いました。民族史学者たちにそれぞれが観察している文化で人々が性的な意味でのキスをしているかどうか尋ねたところ、世界168の文化のうちなんと半数以上の 54% において回答はノーでした。社会の中に階級があり平等性がなく複雑さが見られる文化ではキスをしている傾向が見られました。
In a study published in American Anthropologist MagazineResearchers analyzed data from 168 cultures and found that 54% of them did not kiss. Interestingly, the researchers also found a positive correlation between countries with greater complexity and class stratification, with kissing.
そう、なんかすごい古い西洋人がやった研究で、まあ、世界の 90% 以上が、まあ、そういうパートナー同士のキスをしているっていうのがあって、まあ、それが実際に本当なのかっていうのを確かめるっていう研究だったんだけど、
mm.
全然違ったっていう。すごくない ?50 半数以上がノーっていう。
Well, this is more than half of the cultures. You know, so how do you define a culture? Exactly. It's not countries. It's not populations. You know, because you know, you'd say Japanese culture, that's one culture,
yeah,
but
yeah.
it's a lot of people.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But you have, you know, Amazonian shamanism is part
yeah.
of one culture, but there's a bunch of those cultures, and each one contains fairly few people. So, you know, there's that consideration.
Right,
it's,
right.
It's not based on
そうそう
the population number.
そう、人口ではなくても文化の種類っていうものをベースにしてるからあれなんだけど、で、まあ、割合からするとそのイエスって答えるとこよりもノーって答えた方が多い地域は、割合ね、はオセアニア、南米、中央アメリカ、アフリカだったんだって。だからまあこのなんでそういう差があるのかっていうのはまだ分かんないんだけど、まあ、キスっていうものが遺伝的なものじゃなくて環境的なものであって、その人間が性的に関わる のにおいていろんなことができるじゃん。もういっぱいあるじゃん、できることって。だからキスもただそのうちの一つっていうだけなんじゃないかみたいな。
Yeah, there's a lot of things that people can do.
でしょ。だからその例えば
How many positions are there in the、Kama Sutra? Do you know?
I don't know.
Too many.
うん。私日本もなんかなんとか百何十手みたいななんかあるよね。いろんな種類のポジションズ。でも、それだけじゃないもんね。セックスとかキスとか他にもさ、やろうと思えばいっぱいあるじゃん、できること。だから、ただそれのうちの一つなんだって。面白いよね。
Yeah, the it, I was reading that in parts of Sudan, which is in Africa, they believe that the mouth is your portal to your soul. And so they don't kiss there because they don't want to invite death or have their spirit taken by someone else.
Ah, へえ。
Like if you kiss someone, they could take your spirit.
怖い。
Or you could, it could result in you being, in you dying.
Ah, okay. じゃあ全然ロマンチックじゃないね。
Like there's a weird superstition about kissing in parts of Sudan. Okay. But in a lot of different places in the world, there's weird...
そう、なんかそのブラジルの一つの部族みたいな人たちに、まあ、この恋人同士キスしますかって言ったら、なんか、もう何それ気持ち悪いみたいな反応があったっていうのもこの研究にも書いてあったし、まあ、だからいかに自分にとって普通とか当たり前っていうことが全然当たり前じゃない人たちがいっぱいいるっていうことだよね、世界には。
Well, there's so much variety in kissing even within a single country、likeYou'll see, like in Japan, people don't really kiss in public.
そうだね。
It's super, super rare. But there's some places where it's like, that's all people do.
あ、でもさ、言わなかったっけ、あの、エレベーター、エスカレーターだ。エスカレーターに乗ってると、ちょっとした死角があるじゃん。だって、あんまり人から見られない角度の時あるじゃん。場所によっては。で、あの、私、コレド、日本橋かどっかにいた時に、その、ある一個のスポットがあって、みんな見えてないと思ってるんだけど、私はたまたま見える場所に立ってたんだけど、そこみんなキスしてんの、その場所で。日本人のカップルみんな、なんかおばちゃんおじちゃんとかも、それで、あ、日本人もちゃんとキスしてんだって思った。あの、隠れてやってるからあんまり見えないだけで。
How long were you watching for?
なんかね、レストランに入るのに待ってたのね。それでそこに立ってたから、まあでも15分ぐらいはいたかな。
What percent of the couples would you say were actually...
もうかなりの半分以上の人は絶対そのスポットでキスしてんの。エスカレーター乗りながら。
Maybe there's something about that particular location aside from
でも別にロマンチックな場所じゃないんだよ、全然。だから多分安心するとみんな、なんかちょっとプライベートっぽい、なんていうの、気分になって今ここでしとくかみたいな感じなのかな。ですごい、あの、おーってなった。いいねみたいな。でもハリウッドの映画とか見てるとね、そんなキスしたりとかもさ、まあもちろん当たり前じゃん。まあキスの仕方も文化によって違うけどね。日本のドラマに出てくるキスってさ、なんかこういう感じじゃん。なんか触るだけみたいな、わかる？なんか表面だけを触るだけみたいな。
It's like technically we made contact.
そうそうそう。 そう、そう、なんかいつもそれだけじゃない。
Technically this can be, I guess you can call this a kiss. Just barely.
そう、なんか唇もあんまり押し付けもしないから、なんか形も変わらないみたいな、わかる？なんかソフトタッチ終わりみたいな。
Yeah.
でもあの、アメリカだとディズニーとかでもアラジンとかでもさ、思いっきり口開いてるじゃん、キスするとき。
Yeah, they're face eating.
そう、私ちっちゃいときお母さんに聞いたんだもん。そのなんかポストカードがあったのね、アラジンので、二人がキスしてるシーンだったの。それで分かんないからママに、ね、これ口開いてるように見えない、おかしくない？みたいな、ちっちゃいからさ聞いて、ママはなんか、ん、そう？とか言ってごまかして。説明しづらいもんね。 Yeah, they're eatingEach other's face. That's what people do. みたいな。
Birds kind of do it when they feed.
Oh,
they're
yeah.
young.
Yeah, そうだね。
It's weird for the heads of two organisms to
I know.
Like connect that way.
I know.
We act like it's such a normal thing, but it's a weird thing to do. And the approach is so different. And I guess in Europe, there's a bunch of like left, right, or right, left cheek kissing things going on in it. And in some places, there's that sort of kissing between men. Some families, parents kiss their children like on the lips.
Right, right.
But some don't.
Yeah.
And some, I don't know, it's just like a bunch of.
だからもうさ自由ってことだよね。
I guess.
普通なんてものはないからもう何でもいいんだよね。要は何にしてもいいんだよ別に。
People are kissing their dogs. I don't understand that one.
Right.
I don't.
Oh, on their mouth, you mean?
Yeah.
Oh.
Just like this person and their dog are just licking each other's faces.
Oh.
And I'm just.
Yeah, I probably wouldn't really.
My brain puts on the bacteria filter, so I see bacteria.
そうだね。Germs, yeah. Yeah, I've never done that, but 本当そう。何でもいいんだよね、だから。
Yeah. I guess you can kiss. You're kissing like a wolf descendant. It's like
Yeah. But then you live together, so.
Yeah, I'm sure you're tight.
That's
but
different, right? Like you're sharing germs anyway.
I don't know. To me, kissing is too like intimate a thing for me to do with like my pet.
Okay.
Do you know what I mean?
So you've never kissed your dog?
No.
But has she tried to lick your mouth and stuff?
Yeah, she'll try to attack my face, but I'm not having any of that.
厳しいね。厳しい。はい。次。コロラド大学の実験でテレビで太ったキャラクターを見た子どもは標準体型のキャラクターを見た子どもに比べその後出されたお菓子を2倍の量食べることが分かりました。実験には8歳から13歳の子ども300人以上が参加しキャラクターを見せられた後にお菓子を渡されました。太ったキャラクターを見た子どもは平均 3.8 個食べ標準体型のキャラクターを見た子どもは平均 1.7 個食べました。実験を率いたマーガレット・キャンベル教授は食品会社やおやつメーカーは子どもたちに暴食を促さないために自分たちが出す広告のメッセージに気をつけなければいけないと指摘しました。また事前に子どもに健康について考えさせる質問をした場合はどちらのキャラクターを見た子どもも食べるお菓子の量は変わらなかったため商品自体にも健康に関する情報を載せるべきだと提案しています。
An experiment conducted by researchers at the University of Colorado found that children who were exposed to fatter characters on television would eat twice as much of the junk food provided afterwards than children who were exposed to normal weight characters. The study included 300 kids between ages 8 and 13 who were offered snacks following a viewing of either fat or skinny characters on TV. Children who had seen fat characters ate 3.8 pieces on average, while those exposed to the thinner characters only consumed 1.7 pieces on average. However, when children were asked a question about their health prior to viewing the characters on TV, watching larger characters did not influence their snack consumption. According to lead researcher Margaret Campbell, it is important for us to be conscious of the images that will inevitably affect the minds and habits of children, and it is important that we include messages about our health together with our food products.
そう、しかもこのキャラクターっていうのが別に人間じゃなくてもこの効果をもたらしてしまうらしく、なんかひよこのキャラクターとか、なんかとりあえず何でも動物っぽくてもとりあえず丸々してる。
Like ドラえもん is making kids fat。
ドラえもんはでも太ってはなくない？顔は丸いけどさ体は別にデブではないじゃん。
ドラえもん
しかもドラ焼きもそんなにいっぱい食べてないよ。結構ちゃんと in moderation. I'm like defending Doraemon right here.
ドラ焼き is terrible for you. But it's pretty, I like
だからもっとさ、なんかほら、何 The Simpsons みたいな。なんか、
Homer.
本当の beer belly とか、なんか本当のガチの太ってるやつ。ただ顔が丸いとかじゃなくて。
But I think the round face counts for a lot.Because we focus a lot on faces, and we tend to judge our own weight by our facial changes.
Right. まあね。
Right? So Doraemon's round face might be making kids fatter.
Maybe.
It's like a more subtle version of the seizure Pokemon episode.
Oh.
It's a longer term.
そうだね。
そう。Effect.
で、なんかこの事前に健康について考えさせる質問っていうのが具体的にあのなんかテレビゲームをすることと外でスポーツをすることとどっちの方が健康にいいと思うかみたいなそういう質問、
うん、
だから、まあ、ちょっとでも健康に関して考える機会さえあればなんかこういうキャラクターを見ても別に急に自分もいっぱい食べたりとかはしないっていう
That's impressive for kids that are only 8 to 13 years old、
うん、
Right? When you were that age, do you think that would influence how you ate
I don't know. でも this is unconscious. Mm, this is right. subconscious, yeah, for sure, I think. It's not like they're like, oh, maybe I should eat less cookies. でも
I think the education needs to be better. I think people need to be taught more about how to eat、mm. and what's important to eat.、
Mm.
And I mean, these are very crucial life skills and will have a large impact on your health in the long term. If you're going to teach something in school, likeYou know, some real,、you know, just fundamental nutrition education would help a lot, I think.
そうだね。
People would be smarter, healthier, faster.
Yeah.
You know, just everything better, less illnesses,、mm. less burden on social security, less...
一応なんか栄養の授業みたいなのあったけど、あんまりなんか自分の生活にアプライできるようなものじゃないというか、結構テクニカルな。ことしか、うんまあ、うちの学校では少なくともやんなかったからだからこういう記事とか見ると面白いなと思うでも大人はこういうのあるらしいよなんかお年寄りを見ると自然とゆっくり自分も歩いちゃうとかあの太ってる友人に囲まれてると自分も太ってきちゃうとか、
うんまあ、Yeah, it's not just television
そうそうそう
Magazines
そうそう、
Billboards But you know, the opposite thing's happening whereYou know, you have really thin characters on television, and then people have developed strange body image issues with, you know, anorexia or bulimia or, you know, any of those.
そう、バランスよね、多分。
But I almost feel like this could have the opposite effect. Like, when I travel to the U.S., I see a lot of large people, and I'm just like, wow, I don't want to, like, I don't want to...
Yeah, but I feel like that's different because, like, 自分の society じゃないところに行ってるわけじゃん。なんか自分の society がそうだったら、なんか、あ、まだ平気じゃんみたいなさ。私すごい痩せてるみたいな。
Right, because your own community is going to decide what your standards are.
Yeah, right.
So if you move there, live there for a few years.
そうそう、違うと思うよ。
Yeah.
だから私も1ヶ月超えてアメリカにいると太っちゃうけど、1週間とかだったら逆に痩せるもん、mm. アメリカ行くとこの間もサンフランシスコ行ってたじゃんいや痩せたもんあのなんかアメリカにいると太りそうって思ってるからなんか頼む時も I always pick healthier options like I'm always eating salad in the States 逆に痩せちゃう不思議じゃない、mm. ちょっと太りたくないと思うあまり健康になりすぎるみたいな。
Well, you're just a, you have this fear that you know you're because everyone knows like people go overseas somewhere,
yeah.
put on like 10 kilos in like two weeks and come back.
Yeah,
it's like, oh my god, I ate so much when I was in such and such place.
そうそう、もう服が入んないみたいな。
Yeah.
あとはあれだよね、日本だとポーションがそこまで大きくないから残したらいけないなと思って全部食べるじゃん。でもアメリカってそんなのもう関係ないというかもう不可能だから物理的に全部食べるのかだからまあこんぐらいでいいかみたいな感じでちょっとお腹いっぱいになったらもう止められるっていうかさ、
うん、
それもちょっと違うよねなんでポーションあんなでかいんだろうねアメリカ絶対食べきれるわけない食べきれるわけない量がやってくるじゃん
I love the whole incident with the、soda ban in New YorkWhere they had sodas、oh. that were like, I forget how large they
yeah,
were.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
It's like, it's way bigger than your head.
So, so, so.
It's a huge...
特大サイズの、yeah. コーラのボトルね。
They had to keep inventing new sizes.
Yeah.
And then they had to just make the sizes all bigger. And、yeah. then they still had to invent even more big sizes. But, But yeah, when they like banned the largest size soda in New York,
and
people got super upset. I mean, I don't think they should ban it. I just think people should make more intelligent decisions on their own. But it's free refill. You ban the largest one, but it's like, okay, now I'm just gonna get another refill.
So, そうなの、free refill ね。日本はないじゃん。あの、普通に高いお金また取られるから、まあ、ある意味いいのかもね。
It's just the only reason why you have a cup so big is because you know that you're gonna be too lazy to get a refill.
Right.
So, but you know you want.
Yeah.
A refill later, so you're just going with the.
なんかいくらなんだよって感じだよね、原価。で、日本はさ、お茶を飲むっていう習慣があるじゃない。それはすごいいいと思う。しかもタダで出てくるじゃん、レストラン行ったら。で、しかも本当のお茶じゃん。アメリカみたいになんかさ、ダイエットティーみたいな意味わかんない。なんか sugar free green tea みたいな。But wait, green tea もともとそんな砂糖入れるもんじゃないじゃんみたいな。
Yeah.
だからそのお茶の文化かなりね
助かってると思う。They advertise what's not in it,
yeah.
But what it's something that's never in it anyways.
そうそうそう。
It's like I don't know. These pretzels have like no saturated fat or something. It's like, do pretzels even have saturated fat in the first place?
ね、そうそう。
Like what are you guys selling here?
怖いよね。
I don't know. Maybe, I don't know anything about pretzels, but.
でも何でもでっかいもんね。なんか映画館とか行ってポップコーンも超でかいじゃん。日本の大きいサイズの 1.5 倍ぐらいはありそうみたいな。なんかだから飲み物とポップコーンを2つの2本の手で持てないんだよね、私みたいなちっちゃい人はさ。
Well, you know, capitalism is it's really conducive to indulgence. It's like, I worked for this, I earned this, this is my money, now I'm gonna buy what I want to buy and exercise my freedoms and do, yeah. You know, if I want a Coke bigger than my head, fuck it, I'm gonna get a Coke bigger than my head.
Yeah,
I don't know,
that's not really
it's the American style. It's reckless.
面白いよね。
But yeah, it's crazy how in this study that how much TVs can influence something like that.
I mean,
the difference between 1.7 pieces and 3.8 pieces just because you saw a fat character on TV makes you wonder, like, what are all the other things that are going on TV?
そう、最近考えてたんだけど、大人にとってテレビってもうただのテレビでしかないじゃん。なんかその他にいろんな友達とかも大量にいるし、会社の人もいるし、いろんなことが人生で起きていて、テレビってそのうちの本当になんか数パーセントにしか過ぎないけど、小さい子供ってそれまで生きてきた人生も短いから知ってる人も少ないし経験も少ないし、そっからするとテレビで得る情報のパーセンテージがすごい大きいじゃん。
Well, I think it's actually really high in Japan too.
すごい見てるよテレビ。
There's only like 4 channels and everyone watches the same ones and
yeah.
It's always the same stuff.
まあ減ってきてるとは言われてるけど、
You knowThis is why I don't like all the weird subliminal stuff that goes on in all these Japanese programs where it's like, you know, it's partly commercial, partly a show, you know, it's just, it's kind of dishonest about what it is.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
It's completely misleading. Those things affect you.
So, あとあの、やっぱりそのニュース番組とかバラエティとか見てるとトーンがもう決められちゃってるじゃん。あ、この人は変人、変だよね、みんなもそう思うでしょみたいな、それもう当たり前に変だよねこの人、もう笑ってもいいみたいな。
And if the majority agrees, then it's fact.
そうなの。
There's no such thing as 60% of people being wrong.
そうなの、そうなの。だからこんなに大人数の人がそう思ってるんだからもうこれは事実って、そのまさに本当そうなっちゃうから、子供が、自分の子供が例えばそれを見て、あ、そういうものなんだ、それが事実なんだって思ったら嫌だなっていうのはすごい思う。
But that, the majority logic is so flawed because if you, there's so many issues where if you look back 20, 30 years or 40 years, the majority was wrong about
yeah,
something.
Yeah.
Whether it was slavery or,
そうそうそう。
I don't know, gay rights or whatever it is. Whatever it is. And the, so in that sort of a context, you would be the weird one.
Exactly.
You are part of the minority. So. You are being ridiculed by society.
Yeah.
But, and they're so sure that their position is the correct one. But we don't know those things. And the majority having an opinion isn't enough to raise something to the status of true.
Right, right. そうでなんか結構テレビに出てる専門家みたいなポジションの人ってあんまり専門家じゃないじゃん日本の場合なんか評論家とかなんか
Well, it's good for both of them because the program's like, well, now we have an expert and the expert, well, the quote-unquote expert is like, well, now I'm legit because they're calling me an expert.
そうそうそう
So it's like
a vicious cycle.
Why wouldn't they do this thing?
でこうコメンテーターとかに呼ばれてる人もさ別に何にも専門家じゃない、まあ、タレントだったり、mm-hmm. なんかコラムニストの人とか
But these real people that call themselves 専門家 are bullshit too、yeah. so much of the time like、yeah. the real just because you are some established 専門家doesn't mean you're right about anything、
うん、だけど前その、まあ、そういう仕事をさ私は PR だったからやってたわけじゃん、mm-hmm. でこう何かをエンドースしてくれる専, まあ、専門家とか脳科学者と か, なんかそういう人を引っ張ってこなくちゃいけないわけなんだけど、まあ、すごいテレビに出てる人っていうのは大体その分野の本当の専門家の人からは、まあ、ちょっと下に見られてるというかさ、
うん、
あいつはもう何ただのフェイムホールみたいな感じで、
うん、
でも視聴者が得るのはその彼なわけじゃん、うん、そのフェイムホールの彼なわけだからそれが本当に専門家の意見だって思っちゃうとなんか残念だよね
Well, you know, I always、tell you like when I see some expert say something that's just
Oh yeah
Just completely ridiculous
Your favorite
Like the thing about Abe's speech
yeah,
or whatever
yeah.
It's like
あれポッドキャストでしょ choosing, 他の、
Yeah, yeah, it is. It is. I'm not going to say which one, but these guys just make shit up.
Mm.
It's completely wrong. Mm. All the time. People that are seen as experts,
yeah.
recognized by experts,
yeah.
and the majority agrees that this person's an expert, mm. but they're saying stuff that makes no sense.
ね、なんかこんなうちらみたいなさ、ただネットよく見てるただの素人じゃん。
Mm.
その人たちがは何言ってんのって思うようなことを言う時点でもうさなんかがっかりだよね、
yeah.
Even we can see that this is bullshit みたいな
Well, I don't know, maybe we don't know what we're talking about That's possible
I hope that's actually true But in a lot of cases、
yeah.
I don't know
次 New research by UC Berkeley published in the Journal of Neuroscience has found that sleep deprivation dulls our ability to read facial expressions accurately The inability to understand the expressions of others could leave someone unable to pick up on facial cues that would, for example, indicate that a child is ill or that someone intends to harm them. The researchers took 18 young adults and had them view 70 facial expressions, ranging from friendly to threatening, both after a full night of sleep and 24 hours of sleep deprivation. During the test, the researchers monitored their brains and heart activity.Their brain and heart activity. The fMRI scans revealed that the sleep-deprived brains could not distinguish between threatening and friendly faces. Also, the participants' heart rates did not respond the same when they were sleep-deprived. This suggested a disconnection in the neural paths between the brain and the heart involved in producing distress signals. Study author Matthew Walker made the following statement about the findings.Recognizing the emotional expressions of someone else changes everything about whether or not you decide to interact with them, and in return, whether they interact with you. The researchers expressed concern, pointing out that two-thirds of people in developed nations are not getting enough sleep.
Journal of Neuroscience に掲載された UC バークレーの研究で、睡眠不足の状態だと人は他人の表情を正確に読み取ることができなくなっていることが分かりました。実験では18人の若者に70種類の表情を見せました。1回は夜きちんと寝てもらった後で、もう1回は24時間寝ていない状態で行いました。実験中、脳と心臓をモニターし、fMRI スキャンを取ったところ、 寝不足の脳は怖い顔とフレンドリーな顔の区別がついておらず、心臓の反応も鈍くなっていました。これは何かに警戒している際に発せられるはずの神経の働きが低下していることを示しています。研究を率いたマシュー・ウォーカー教授は以下のように述べています。他人の表情を読み取ることは、自分がそもそもその人と関わるかどうか、そして相手が自分と関わるかどうかを完全に左右します。先進国では3分の2の人が寝不足状態だと言われているため、研究チームは懸念を示しています。
Yep.
なんかさ、ケイブマン的な感じに考えると、寝不足ってすごいなんていうの、奇特な状態じゃない？今なんか寝不足が多すぎて慣れちゃってるから、うん、あ、私寝不足なんだとか言って、へーみたいな感じだけどさ、
うん、
その、まあ、ハンティングして寝てみたいなさ、シンプルな何、食べて寝てがさ、まあ、生きるために必要なことだとして、
うん、
それをベースに考えると、寝不足、睡眠が不足してる状態ってかなりの緊急事態じゃん、多分体からすると。
うん、Well, I think we're highly adaptable, and so we can do okay if we can function without sleep for, you know, 24
right.
hours. And people,
right.
those cultures did, because they would hunt for days at a time.
Yeah.
Sometimes they couldn't, they wouldn't sleep right away. But for sure, as you are fatigued, if you don't have enough sleep, good luck hitting your target.
Yeah.しかもなんかそういう状態で人とソーシャライズしてる場合じゃないじゃん、
うん、
っていうことじゃないこれって、その人の表情とか読み取ってる場合じゃないみたいな。
Yeah. You know, it's hard to talk to someone who's tired, and it's hard to talk to people when you're tired.
Yeah, yeah.
It's like the processing power that you're using to read someone's face in real time、
mm.
is being conserved when you're exhausted.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah.
That's what it seems like.
そう、だから私も不眠症になったりとかして、それがすごい辛かったから、いろいろ考えるじゃん、睡眠についてとか、いかにそれが自分の人生を台無しにしたかみたいなとか、あの、考えたから分かったけど、それまでいかに睡眠を軽視していたかっていう、なんか、あ、寝不足でも別に次の日疲れてるだけだしみたいな、なんかでもそれだけじゃないじゃん、すごい accumulate だし、あの、だからこう携帯ずっと見ちゃってとか、まあ仕事で出たアドレナリンが抜けずに、もう4時とか5時まで眠れないとか、それがこうやっぱり慣れてきちゃうとさ、当たり前って思っちゃうけど、なんか怖いよね、だから。
Yeah, we've covered so much research on some of the negative effects of not getting enough sleep.
Yeah.
It seems like there's just it's endless.
そう、なんか
it's like everything is not worth every single thing that you do and everything about you is affected by not getting good sleep.
で、いつもこういうアーティクルってさ、なんか専門家たちがすごい concerns を示してるじゃん。でもみんなが聞いてくれないみたいなさ。
Yeah.
みんな寝て、本当に寝て、こんな悪いことがあるよって散々言ってるけど。
Yeah. I wonder if these researchers gotGood sleep while they're doing the study, because you know they're notorious for not getting sleep.
Yeah.
When they're trying to turn in one of these studies.
Yeah, yeah. まあさすがにこういう人は寝てんじゃない、ちゃんと分かってるから。
Yeah. So one interesting thing about sleep is, it seems like if you can get less sleep, it seems for sure the human body would evolve.To sleep the smallest or the shortest amount of time、
right.
that it can while still doing what it needs to do.、
Mm.
Because being asleep is, that's the most vulnerable state you can be in.
Right, right.
You're just a sitting duck. You're worse than that. You're asleep.
Right.
So, for sure, just from an evolutionary standpoint, which is usually a reliable way to look at biology, our bodies would be designed to sleep that shortest amount of time that we can get away with without there being negative consequences. And that seems to be 7 to 8 hours.
あの、人によるね、なんかさ、3種類で、そのショートスリーパーって言われる人、いわゆる本当に2、3時間しか寝なくても、 あの脳から毒素が全部抜けてもう全然ファンクションできる人と、まあ普通の人、7から8時間寝ないといけない人っていうのと、プラスそれ以上寝ないとちゃんとファンクションできないっていう人もいるんだよね。だから自分がどういう人なのかを、まあまず分かっていることも大事だと思うし、その無理やり何か自分と違うものになろうとするのも良くないじゃん。もう無理だから多分それ。
You know, Arnold Schwarzenegger would always say that he sleeps like 3 or 4 hours a day.
だからショートスリーパーなんだろうね、もともと。
It's just like sleep when you're dead. But, but there are some people that really advocate this. They just don't sleep very much. A lot of entrepreneurs, just really, what I guess you would consider successful people, have advocated this. But I think they do just fall into that one category.
So, so,
and other people try to do the same thing.
So, so, so.
It's like, no, you're just,
no,
that's
no,
just
no.
you.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Not everyone is Arnold Schwarzenegger sleeping 3-4 hours a day and governor of California.
Yeah.
You know, doing all this crazy stuff.
それってなんか単なる習慣じゃなくて、自分の脳がどうなってるとか、そういうものでデターミンされてるものだから、ショートスリーパーに明日からなろうって言って頑張ったところでもう、すごい悪いことが起きるだけっていうか、そうそう、だからそれ分かるのも大事だよね。私は絶対にショートスリーパーではない。That I know.
Doesn't this kind of sound like Asperger's?
What is?
The effects of not getting enough sleep and not being able to read people's facial expressions.
Yeah, they do have that characteristics for sure. そうだね。
They actually monitor the REM sleep.The rapid eye movement stage of sleep, and the more REM sleep that people got, the better people did on the facial expression recognition scores.
Okay.
So, REM sleep has something to do with our ability to read facial expressions.
Right, right. あれだもんね、脳に毒素が溜まった状態が良くないってことだもんね。だから猫とかもなんかなんだっけ、そのちっちゃい動物はそれが抜けにくいからすごいいっぱい寝なきゃいけないみたいな話も前やんなかったっけ、ポッドキャストちょっと忘れちゃった。
We don't actually know why people have to sleep. We don't know for sure yet why. We know like, oh, if you don't sleep you feel tired and crappy and, but we don't know what it's doing.
あと寝すぎも良くないもんね。だって あの寝だめとかさしようとすると逆に疲れちゃうっていうじゃん。だから日曜日とか土曜日になんかすごいお昼過ぎまで寝たりとかすると逆に体内時計もおかしくなるし余計疲れちゃうっていう。
Well, I've read that though that's good actually because、
really?
there's something called sleep deficit.So they found
out that. もともと足りてない人はね。
Yeah, so that's usually why the body does that.
Right, right.
So you'll get like, you know, 4 hours of sleep, you know, from Monday to Friday. Then you go to bed on Friday. You don't set an alarm clock. You sleep for like 14 hours or something crazy.
Right.
But your body is catching up on sleep. There's like it's like defragging your computer.
Right.
It's built up the.
But can it catch up though?
I think it does.
Yeah. Like fully?
If it didn't catch up, you'd never recover. You'd stay tired.
No, but I mean like, だからそれを習慣にしちゃったらさ、それが体にいいわけじゃないでしょ、だって。
No, it's not. But, right? I think it's, if you didn't get sleep during the week, you should let your body sleep for
right, right.
10, 12 hours on the
right.
weekend.
そうね。
You shouldn't keep
climb
sleeping
Mount
four
Fuji.
hours. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
NASA's New Horizons mission made history as the first spacecraft to explore the distant dwarf planet Pluto. It approached the planet on Monday the 13th, taking what are by far the most spectacular images that we have obtained so far. Additionally, massive amounts of data on the planet are being recorded and stored on board the spacecraft. It is expected to take 16 months to transmit all of the data back to Earth.
お茶飲む。
Already, scientists have identified mountain ranges and other features indicating geological activity. This is believed to be caused by the gravitational effects of Pluto's moon Charon. I don't know if that's how you say that. Charon?
日本語だとカロンって書いてあったよ。
Ah, maybe it's Karen then. Which sounds like a girl's name. But yeah, the gravitational effects caused by its moon, Charon, and means that Pluto could actually host chemosynthesis-based alien life forms deep beneath its icy surface. Water ice has also been confirmed, and scientists were surprised to learn that the dwarf planet is actually larger than we had originally thought.
NASA のニューホライゾンが冥王星を探索する初の探査機として歴史的快挙を成し遂げました。今週月曜日に人類史上初めて冥王星の姿を鮮明に捉えた写真を撮ることに成功したほか、現在冥王星に関する膨大なデータを集めて記録しています。集めたデータがすべて地球に届くには16ヶ月かかると計算されています。すでに山々など地質学的活動を示すものが観察されており、これは冥王星の月である衛星カロンの重力によるものと考えられています。氷で覆われた冥王星の表面の下では化学合成による生命体が存在する可能性があります。水でできた氷も確認されており、冥王星自体の大きさもこれまで考えられていたより大きいことが分かりました。イエーイ、
yep.
なんか冥王星ってさ、青いのか茶色いのかみたいな、なんかさ、ずっとそんな感じじゃなかった？分かんないから。
I think it was gray was the、no?
なんか教科書のさ、想像図みたいなやつって真っ青の時もあれば、なんか赤茶、なんか茶色っぽい時もあればみたいなさ、その作った人によるみたいな感じじゃなかった、ずっと。
Well, all the Plutos that I've seen, it always looked like the moon, but smaller.
Like grayish?
Yeah, that's a typical...
あ、そう、私なんか青いと思ってた。
Well, no, they thought that Pluto was, like, not really planet-like.But now that we have pictures, it's very planet-like. It's way more planet-like than we thought.
Right.
It has a nitrogen atmosphere. It has an atmosphere. And they think it may even snow there.
Wow.
There's ice, water ice. There's mountains. The mountains, some of them are 3,400 meters tall.
Oh, wow.
It's almost as tall as Mount Fuji.
ね。
On this tiny, tiny, tiny dwarf planet.
なんかこのさ、アイスの下にすごい変な生き物いないかな。
Well, I would say that Pluto is not as good of a bet as some of the other candidates,
right.
like Europa or Titan or something.
あれ、これいつ出発したんだっけ
?2006.
Okay. なんかさ、こういうことを NASA がやりました。で、2010年とか、なんかすごいさ、未来に聞こえる数字が出てきて、2010年に到着しますとか言ったらさ、へーって思ってそれ忘れてるじゃん。
I like forgetting about it.
ね、これまさに戻ってきたやつじゃん、それの。
because I forgot about it, I don't even feel like I was waiting.
そうだね、ありがたいよね、こっちは。
yeah.
ぼーっとしてればさ、 NASA が教えてくれるんだから。 This is awesome.めっちゃ時間かかったね。遠いもんね、すごい。
Yeah, it was 4.8 billion kilometers.
48億キロ。
Yep.
もう、it doesn't
And it's,
mean anything.
It's traveling really fast.
Right.
It's, when it is doing the flyby, or when it already did the flyby, it was traveling 45,000 kilometers per hour.
時速4万5000キロ。
yeah, during the flyby. And so they were afraid that any sort of debris orbiting Pluto could actually strike the spacecraft.
Oh my god, that would have sucked.
And they calculated it was like a really small probability that would happen. One in 100,000 or something.
Oh, okay.
That would happen.
Oh, that would have been But, so sad, right? It's like, yay, we're finally there. No.
Yeah. and the thing that they were worried about is like dust. Like,
yeah.
a dust particle is gonna.
しかもどうにもできないしね、別に。It's out of their control, じゃん。
Yeah.
Oh, よかったね、じゃあ。ますます。
And they actually, and they typically do this, but they slingshot. They use Jupiter's gravity. It's interesting how to get things out into space,
yeah,
you never go straight to it because it's right. going to move before you get there.
Right.
So you have to intercept things.
そっか。
But then you have to think about the place that you're leaving from is moving too. Mm-hmm. Earth is moving. And the place you're going is moving.
Yeah.
And so you have to get to where that thing is going to be when you get there.
Yeah. 超大変だよね。
But then it's not a straight line either.
Right, right.
Because by slingshotting around Jupiter, that added some, I don't know, it went like 8,000 kilometers faster because they did that.
Okay.
Or something.
Okay.
Something like that.
それも recalculate しないといけないんだ。
Yeah, so you got to find... You have a whole team of guys and supercomputers and whatever. Maybe not supercomputers, but powerful computers trying to figure out, all right, is this the way we want to get there? Like, there's so much planning.
Yeah.
It's kind of makes me think about, like, pirates and their maps and, like, the winds and currents and all that
right.
stuff, you know?
Right.
Because, like, a current would kind of be... analogous to gravity in our solar system.
Right. しかもさ、パイロットだったらまだ自分が船に乗ってるからさ、あ、やっぱりもうちょっとこっちとか調整できるけどさ。
And you're in the middle of nowhere too.
Yeah.
So when we eventually send people out into the solar system, you know, if something goes wrong on a pirate ship, you're done.
Yep.
You can't call anyone or anything like that.
Yeah.
That's the exact same kind of environment that we're going to be entering with space exploration.
Yeah.
So it's like the whole exploring pirate kind of, you know, it's adventurous. It's kind of risky.
そうね。
And it's kind of cool that this sort of thing is coming back.
Yeah. It's cool, but I wouldn't do it.
No?
No. No, I don't want to be like, if one thing goes wrong, I'm done. I can't go back to Earth. I can't talk to anyone. I can't just call 911 or something.
So you don't get on the spaceship and then you die in a car crash the next day.
Yeah, that would be funny, right?
Yeah. Well, I don't know about funny, but ironic at least.
It's like, huh. Yeah.
Yeah, so there's a... Our solar system's divided into three zones.
Okay.
There's the rocky zone, which is rocky planets close to the sun.
Mm.
Right? So, you know, Earth is rocky, Venus is rocky, Mercury's rocky. And then there's the gas zone.
Mm.
All the planets are not rocky. They're gas-based.
Mm.
Like Jupiter, Saturn, big, giant gas planets. And then the third zone is where Pluto is, inside what is called the Kuiper Belt.
Okay.
And that's all just like dwarf planets and smaller objects, asteroids, comets.
Ah, okay, okay.
Yeah.
Hmm. So, でもデータが来るのにあと16ヶ月だから、まあ、あと1年後ぐらいしたらもうちょっと詳細が分かるって感じか。
Mm. Well, they're still collecting data too.
来年。
And that's, you know, that's for all the data. Already they have a lot of information.
Right, もう写真出てるもんね。
Just from looking at it, they can tell a lot.
Right,
because
right.
they've looked at like Mars and speculated and then gotten measurements and we're learning more about planets.
Mm.
Not just the one we are looking at, but we're learning more about all planets
when
we look at each one. So Pluto is going to add to that.
まあ、見えると見えないですごい差だもんね。単純に。
Yeah, like just seeing the mountains.
Right.
The visual confirmation of the mountains and how tall the mountains are.
Right.
That's the basis for them saying that there's water, water ice on that planet.
Right.
I don't understand why, but some geologists are saying, oh, well, if water ice didn't exist on Pluto, then the mountains wouldn't be that tall.
Hmm.
To me, I'm like, okay, well,
what?
I'll take your word for it.
Right, right.
But, yeah, stuff like that.
面白いね。Mm.
次。A 3-year study published in PLOS ONE involving around 670 women of various backgrounds, has found that 95% of women who have had abortions do not regret their decision. As for reasons for abortion, 40% of women cited financial considerations, 36% responded that it was not the right time, and 36% responded that it was not the right time. Also, 26% of women responded that the decision was straightforward, while 53% found it to be a very difficult decision to make. The results of the study provide a retort to anti-abortionist claims that abortion often causes significant emotional stress in the short and long term. The researchers concluded their study by stating the following: experiencing feelings of guilt or regret in the short term after an abortion is not a mental health problem. In fact, such emotions are a normal part of making a life decision that many women in this study found to be difficult. Our results of declining emotional intensity find steady or improving levels of self-esteem, life satisfaction, stress, social support, substance use, and symptoms of depression and anxiety over time post-abortion.
プロスワンに掲載された研究で、中絶経験がある670人の女性を3年間モニターした結果、95% の女性が中絶を後悔していないことが分かりました。中絶の理由としては 40% が金銭的な事情、 36% が年齢などのタイミングだと答えました。また 26% が中絶したいと確信していたと答えたのに対し、 53% は大変難しい決断だったと答えました。この結果は、中絶した女性は中長期にわたって精神的に苦しむという中絶反対派の主張を覆すものです。論文は以下のように締めくくられています。中絶後しばらくの間に罪悪感を感じたり後悔したりすることは精神疾患とは言えません。人生における難しい決断をしたときにそうした感情を経験するのは自然なことです。今回の研究で、自信や人生の満足度、ストレス、周りのサポート、薬やアルコールの使用、うつ状態など全てにおいて時間の経過とともに改善される様子が観察できました。日本はあんまりね、こう中絶についてのなんていうの、その是非みたいな、いいか悪いかみたいな話がそこまで、まあアメリカとかに比べると話題にあんまり上がらないから。
Abortion is one of the most politicized
topics
in the U.S. ever.
選挙とかの時もね、それが本当にもうメインのトピックの一つだもんね。
And then there's this debate about, you know, when does life begin? Is it conception? Is it this? Is it that? And
抗議とかもすごいしね。
And everyone pretends that there's a right answer.
Yeah.
Yeah. There isn't a right answer.
そうなんだよね。だから、まあ私は昔は反対だと思ってたんだけど、高校生の時とかね、キリスト教の学校行ってたし、絶対ダメですみたいな言われて育ったから。でも今普通に大人になってからいろいろ考えたりした結果、まあ個人の自由だよね、本当にと思う。
Yeah, of course.
同性婚とかと一緒で、だから反対なんだったら反対の人は中絶しなければいいだけで、別にやりたい人をにこう分からせてあげようみたいな、なんかそういうのは全然いらないっていうかさ。
One important thing with this study is the distinction between lingering emotions and regret. So people who have abortions, for sure, they have lingering emotions.
Yeah.
But that's different from actually regretting your decision and thinking that you shouldn't have had the abortion.
Right. You know? Right. そうね。まあ確かに女性にとって。なんていうの、普通に医療的に何、まあ、怖いじゃん、手術とかもそうだけど、もちろん怖いし、まあ、私も仲いい子で中絶した子何人かいるけどなんていうの、やっぱり朝起きるとそのことを忘れてるっていうか、一瞬だけまだ妊娠してると思ってる、
うん、
で、まあ、ちょっと目が覚めてきてあ、そうだ中絶しちゃったんだみたいな感じで思い出してすごい泣いたりとか、まあ、すごい変な悪夢みたいなのを見たりとかっていうのが、まあしばらく何週間何ヶ月とか続くみたいなのはもちろんある人もいたけど、
Nobody wants to have an abortion.
そうなのそうなんだよね。
But I think some people, you know, people would rather have an abortion.
そう、そうなの。だからまあ辛いのはもちろん辛いんだよね、みんな多分。でもなんていうの、それを超えるなんていうの、やりたい理由が見つかるからやってるわけであって、そうなんだよね。だから別にその人からさ、それ良くないよとか言われることじゃないんだよね。だって別にやりたくてやってるわけじゃないんだからみんな。
Getting an abortion is never the plan.
No.
That's never the plan.
No. No. そうね。だからやっぱりモーニングアフターピルとかそういう教育が大事だよね。その中絶をなるべくしなくて済む人が増えるように20あれなんだっけ、いや3日以内とかだよね、72時間以内かな、に飲めば、まあ、妊娠しない、ほとんどの確率で妊娠しないっていう。だから、まあ、今どれぐらい学校でそれちゃんと教えてるのか、まあ教えてるよね多分と思いたいんだけど、どうかな。
I was never told that.
Really?
No.
Huh. That's really strange. 男子校だったから。あ、でも共学も行ったもんね。
They just tell you if you do this, she might get pregnant.
Ah.
So everyone's just like, okay, well, let's not do that. So people are pulling out or
right. Oh my god. そうなんだよね。結構恐ろしいよね。そう考えると。まあでもうちの学校もなんかセーフセックスなんていうものはないから、セーフセックスイコールノーセックスですみたいな、まあキリスト教だからさ。でもそんなこと言ってもね、やる子はやるから、あのちゃんとした情報を与えておかないとそういうことになるよね。洗えばいいんだとかさ、そういう考えになっちゃうから若いとさ。そうだから Kids out there、 聞いてる子いたらね、そうなんかコンドームが破けちゃったりとか、まあなんか中に出されちゃったとかそういうのがあれば、72時間以内にそれを飲めば妊娠しない、ほとんどの確率で。ただ体にはいいわけじゃないからね、あの低用量ピルみたいなもんですごい気持ち悪くなったりするから、あなるべくだったら飲まないに越したことはもちろんないけど、何かそういう風になっちゃったらそれを飲めば。
いや、
私もあるよ、飲んだこと、あの破けちゃって、It's like, oh shit. And, あの、over the counter とかじゃないから、まあ、婦人科に行かなきゃいけないんだけど。
Yeah, it's a, I think it's important that you say that. I think a lot of people take the risk because they're embarrassed. They don't want to deal with it. They're in denial.
でもその方が怖いからね。
They're just like, oh, it didn't happen.
そうそう。でも It did happen.
You're there.
Yeah, yeah, you're there. そうそう、それ怖いじゃん、やっぱ。なんか、あ、そんな飲まなくても平気かなとか思ってもずっと考えちゃうからね、やっぱり次の生理来るまでさ、あと何週間あるか分かんないけど、ああなんか今この間にも着床してるかもしれないみたいな思うぐらいだったら、本当ねさっさと病院で薬飲んだ方がいいから。でもやっぱね、学校で習っても忘れてる子もいるからね。私の友達でも完全に、だから私はすごいよく覚えてたからあれだけど。
No, you won't. I don't think people will forget thatI'd just be like, oh yeah, I'm definitely writing that down.
Right? But you think that, but I've had a lot of friends who totally forgot about it, like, that such a thing exists. だからもう、なんていうの、妊娠しちゃ、なんていうの、中に出ちゃったらもう終わりみたいなさ、何もできることはないと思っちゃってるのと、この存在を知ってるのとで全然違うじゃん。Right? So, I mean, if I didn't know about it, I don't know. もう妊娠してたかもしれないしね。で、中絶もしてたかもしれないし。
Yeah, the,
so、you never know.
Yeah, the line between getting pregnant and not getting pregnant is pretty
huge.
No, I think it's a thin line. I think there's a, like, the thing that has to happen, like, someone can play with that risk and never get pregnant. You know what I mean?
ああ、そうね、そうね。まあ人によるからね。
It's just like,
タイミング。
It just happened.
すごいロシアンルーレットみたいなもんだよね。
Yeah. You don't
ずっとトライしてもできない人もいるし、もう一回ちょっとなんかあっただけで、とかゴムつけてたのに妊娠しちゃう人もいるし、もうこればっかりは何とも分かんないからね。
Do you think people... So this is people regretting having an abortion. But on the flip side...You think people regret having children?
That, I think, is a really difficult question.
It's hard to regret either one, right?
I would think that, but...
What's the point of regretting something like an abortion? I mean, I guess if you were unable to have children in the future.
Yeah. That's definitely it, I'm sure. But, まあ、産んで後悔するっていうのもな、あんまりそん、なんていうの、多いケースじゃないと思いたいけど、まあ、状況によってはあることもあるんでしょうね。まあ、その金銭的なこととか、なんかわかんないけど、まあ、その相手の男性がどういう状態とかどういう人とかわかんないけど、まあ、こういうのはありえないっていうのは何でも言えないもんね。So, I don't know. だからやっぱエデュケーション大事だよね。
Yeah.
傷つく人を減らすためにも。Well, at least in Japan, like, まあ日本はさ、一応あの母親の健康に害がない場合は中絶しちゃいけないっていうことに法律ではなってるけど、technically。でも病院は別に、なんていうの、それを遵守してるわけじゃないというか、でそれはいいことだと思う、私は。だから、まあ、だってレイプされちゃった人とかもいるしさ、どういう事情があるか本当人によって全然わかんないから、あのいいことだと思うけど、ね、アメリカみたいにこの病院の前に立ってピケットサインとかでわーわー言う人もいないし、 That's so annoying. It's like, what are you guys doing? Get a life. I guess that's their life, butIt's pretty sad.
It looks like they're having fun.
Yeah, right? すごい passionate だよね。
Gets pretty heated.
Yeah. Yelling and screaming at other people.
Yeah.
Strangers.
I feel like things are really going in the direction of people having some of the, I guess, what you could call natural freedoms.
Right.
Kind of returned to us, and the government can't really dictate what people do so much anymore. People are tired of that crap. It's like, hey, we're gay, we want to get married, you know, the government can just fuck off with that.
And
it's applying to a lot of different things.
Yeah. そうだね。まあ、それが大きな、なんかメインストリームになるといいよね。
Yeah. And that focus on the individual, it's like what the Obama story that we just covered. You know, protecting these individuals from being, you know, so harmed, disproportionately harmed by a system put in place by the government.
Yeah.
So,
so ne.
Because people have been so dismissive of individuals who become victimized. Because it's not you. It's like, well, they shouldn't have done that shit. You know, or well, you know, it's always like, it's not my problem.
Yeah.
But now people have a bit more empathy than they used to.
Yeah, 本当 empathy 絶対すごい大事だよね。なんか年をさ取るにつれすごい思うんだけど、なんか昔の方が I was more like, I don't know, really judgmental, or be like, なんか I don't know, あもう excuse ないとかすぐ決めつけるとか。
Well, think about what happens if you take empathy.And you just turn that knob all the way to zero.
Yeah.
That's lonely.
Instant asshole. So.
But that's, you know, that's what it means to be like a psychopath.
そうね。
Right?
そうね。I think so.
On the empathy scale, as you go lower and lower, you approach psychopath.Psychopath probably isn't even at zero.
すごい辛いと思うよ。やっぱり empathy あった方が、あの人に対してエンパシーを持つっていうことは自分にとっても楽になるから、それがないとやっぱり辛い、あの、まあ、人に対しても結構何ホスタイルになっちゃったりとかするし、まあ、変な風にジャッジしたりね、それは結果的に自分が疲れちゃう。
You know, there's actually a counter movement to this. I guess it's a movement of empathy.
Okay.
And it's anarchists. And these anarchistsThere's like some overlap there with people who identify as Satanists.
Right.
But a Satanist, it doesn't mean, it's not, Satanism is like not really about Satan. It's about rejecting morality and the anarchist ideas that, you know, people should just be able to do what they want. And I don't know, it's not empathetic. Really.
Right.
It's kind of dog eat dog, people are, you know, everyone on their own kind of mentality. I don't know. I'm not an anarchist. I don't really understand the position that well, but it seems like the position that's kind of a counter to the growing empathy that.
まあ、面白いね。そういうふうにバランスがいつもさできるっていう。
Yeah,
well, ニヤニヤニヤじゃないけど。
One will always produce the other.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Right?
Yeah. Like superhero.
Yeah.
Stuff.
Well, the you know yin yang thing.
Yeah.
Yeah. So.
Interesting.
Someone's always got to be a hipster.
そうだね。Yeah, or a rebel.
Yeah.
All right. そう、今日アナウンスメントがあるんだよね。
yep.
なんと新しい T シャツがもうアマゾンに出ています。イエイ。
イエイ。
全然何にも発表してなかったけど急にアマゾンに、あのバイリンガルニュースってやるとまだねなんか出たばっかりだから何ページか送らないとアマゾンで出ないのね、だからバイリンガルニュースってサーチすると今のところ関連のキー関連ワードみたいなのがその下に出てきてバイリンガルニュースってカタカナで書いてあった後に英語でバイリンガルニュースって書いてあるんだけどそれをクリックすると出てくる。
普通に出てほしいよね。
そうなんか時間かかるって言われた今アマゾンからメール来て、それかファービンクスって打つと一発出てくるはず、あの今回の T シャツの名前がファービンクス T シャツっていうやつなので
ファービー and スフィンクス、
そう、うちの猫のファービーちゃんとスフィンクスが掛け合わさってるチューピーデザイン結構本当イケてるよね、まあ、いつもだけどさまたマイケルが、
yeah.
あのイケてるやつ作ってくれたから
Yeah, I kind of had a different approach for this one.
そうイケてる色もなんかかっこいいし
Yeah, I hope people like it.
ね、これはかなりのイケてるなんか原宿とかに売ってそうなイケてるやつになってる。
I think it's really our style though, so.
そう、yeah. あの男性用と女性用どっちもサイズ各種ありますので欲しい方はぜひ Amazon に行ってみてください、
はい、
あとアプリね、文字起こしのアプリを iPhone と Android の アプリから購入できますのでそれもお願いします。アンナのこの間の特別編のやつも出てるよね、楽しかったねあれ、すごいなんかみんなも楽しんでくれたみたいでよかった。なんかちょっとね、私酔っ払ってたからあんまり覚えてないんだけど何の話したか。
Well, there was a lot of marriage talk for sure.
そうだね。ガールズトークだったね。
It's not that I was bored as much as I don't have as much to contribute to that conversation, I guess.
I guess. そうだね。
I don't know.
で、引き続き、Twitter、Facebook、Instagram やってますので、それもフォローしてください。
Yes.
あとあれだ、マミの。あのポプラ社のお悩みシェア、もう昨日かな、毎週水曜日に出るんだよねあれ、なので昨日はなんかうつ病についてのやつ書いたのと今週19日にまたコラム出るのでお願いします。終わりかな、終わり
Thanks everyone.
終わり、バイ。